producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, as we leisurely roll into hour number two on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Right now, a lot of people are looking at, depending on your point of view, the militarization or the modernization of police and the military surplus that shows up. Now, one thing that I'll point out to you, most of these things like plate carriers and helmets and stuff like that, those are not 1033 items. They may be procured by the police department. They may be procured by the individual officer. You know, there's a lot of variables in that. Mostly it's going to be vehicles and weapons for the most part. Maybe some generators here and there, stuff like that. The National Tactical Officers Association, realizing that there may be a shut off of the switch to all of this free stuff, which you and I paid for, make no mistake about it, they sent an email to congressional staffers explaining that the lobbying organization for the nation's special response teams shared in what they termed our nation's grief over recent events in Ferguson, Missouri. Not exactly the best way to put it. The special weapons and tactics teams that were employed in Ferguson were employed after an event. Okay. The overall subject of their correspondence was to make the case clear to lawmakers that the NTOA believes the 1033 program, a Defense Department activity that transfers possession of surplus military gear ranging from old M16s to office machines, should be maintained. This coming in light of bipartisan calls by several on Capitol Hill to limit or otherwise restrict the program following widespread scenes of heavily armed law enforcement officers backed by armored vehicles during recent protests. The NTOA was formed in 1983.
Okay.
Okay, and it has some 40,000 members spread across the country. Here's the thing. This is a subject which we're going to have to approach pragmatically. We have ISIS members in the United States today. We have Al-Qaeda members in the United States today. We have Hispanic gang members in the United States today. If at any time they choose to do something in a big public way, your police officer wearing a level 3 vest riding up in his patrol car with a, he might have a carbine, he might have a shotgun and a sidearm, or maybe he's got both long guns. Him driving up on them is not going to be enough. Him driving up on them with a bunch of his buddies is not going to be enough. They're going to have something a little heavier, something a little more robust. That's just reality. That's just reality. Now, in a lot of cases, okay, except for, you know, New York City, Los Angeles, they probably have more SWAT members than most of the smaller departments have officers in total. Because their departments are huge, they're gigantic, you know, tens of thousands of officers. In all likelihood, in all likelihood, in the event of a very highly, well-thought-out, coordinated attack with some veterans of the sandbox overseas, if they were to come over here and do a multi-location attack, whatever SWAT team, if it's a SWAT team, that's not going to be enough. And no matter, and the other part is going to be tactics. These guys don't train with tactics. They don't train with tactics. They're not employed correctly. Taking a SWAT team to serve a warrant is a bad idea. Training a SWAT team on the science, and it really is a science, of dynamic entry. I mean, Washington, D.C. has a couple of four-man teams that are just, those guys are just bad. They're just bad. If they sent, they had the four-man team on site in D.C. when Aaron Alexis was out there shooting up the Naval Yard, if they'd let them go in, they would have ended Aaron Alexis 10 minutes into the shooting. They were there that quick. I don't know exactly where they were, but the shooting went on for an hour. And spree killers, the more time they have, the higher their body count. And if you're going to send in a team, that's the person you send the team in on. And they have one of the best. They just didn't send them in. But these guys can train to get to a level of proficiency that makes them as bad as this team in D.C. Now, the 1033 program has distributed more than $4.3 billion in equipment to law enforcement agencies nationwide since 1997. It's not only a rallying point for the NTOA, but also the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association and the United States Deputy Sheriff's Association. MRAPs, as an example, are a manner of conveyance. Introducing an MRAP to a violent situation doesn't end it. It doesn't end the violent situation. It gets them closer from a vantage of safety. But at some point, they're going to have to dismount the MRAP and get on the ground. And that's where tactics come in. A two-man military team trained properly in tactics can take on a much larger element and win. And there's a lot of variables that go into play with that, like terrain, equipment, experience. But it's doable. I'm not real sure about the SWAT team's tactics. I probably need to look into that. I probably need to look into the SWAT team's tactics. But the way they're being employed is part and parcel of where this perception that they've become over-militarized comes from. They're not over-militarized. If they face a real opponent, if they face somebody like a five-man fire team from ISIS, if they face them, they're going to die. They're not over-equipped facing something like that. And a terrorist attack in the United States, a dismounted terrorist attack, the first responders are going to be your local police department, your local sheriff's department. That's just the way it is. But the way they're being employed and some of the stuff that they're doing. Now, let me make this perfectly clear to you. I think if a SWAT team goes in and serves a warrant, gets the wrong house, kills somebody that was just there, I think that SWAT team member gets charged with murder. I think the department, these police departments, if they want to get out there and maintain the trust of the public, which some of these guys don't, they've taken on this us versus them mentality. We've got to change that too. But they're crying because they might have all of their toys taken. Well, the free toys, that faucet might get cut off. Oh, well. We'll be right back on a Tuesday This is Lock and Load.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This past April 2013, actually, the Senate rejected the Toomey Manchin gun control proposal. And many were asking, why gun owners and organizations that represent gun owners resisted what was termed a very limited measure. Now, in its form that was being put out there, it would have had little but symbolic benefit. At its core was to require background checks at gun shows, which already happened. They already happened with the FFL dealers. What they're actually talking about is the private sales, which the Bureau of Justice Statistics actually, they come up that 0.8% of those guns sold in private sales, 0.8% are actually used in crime. And on internet gun sales, which already happens because the gun originates, you know, you're buying a gun on the internet because it's not where you're, you know, at your local gun dealer or you've got a better price. So it originates in Kansas and it's in the hands of an FFL dealer who ships it to an FFL dealer near you, where when you go pick it up, you take a background check. So that already happens. It happens at gun shows. It happens at internet gun. It happens with internet gun sales. No, you know, nobody's getting guns shipped directly to their house. So this was basically going after the, you know, the private sales. But the question was asked, why not accept something so modest in light of the draconian ideas that were being floated around as alternatives, which are always being floated around? First of all, since it was rejected for a bunch of reasons, the biggest of which was the Department of Justice told the Obama administration the only way for this to work would be to establish a gun registry. At the same time that these bills were being considered, the new crime stats are being released. Crime's down. Historically, down. Gun ownership is up. It's exploded. Crime has gone down. Gun ownership is up. It is not the guns. It's a very simple mathematical equation, unless you are a gun-grabbing politician. We also understand, because we have compromised before. The gun lobby has compromised before. But compromise, true compromise, means that when we give you something, you give us something. If your counterpart's position is, give me this now and I'll take the rest later, that's not a compromise. That's incrementalism. And over decades, this has been precisely the experience of American gunners. Back in 1976, Pete Shields was chairman of what was called then Handgun Control Incorporated. It has since morphed into the Brady campaign. Laid out the blueprint for the New Yorker. We're going to take one step at a time, and the first step is necessarily, given the political realities, going to be very modest. Right now, though, we'd be satisfied not with half a loaf, but with a slice. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns in the United States, is going to take time. My estimate is from 7 to 10 years. The problem is to slow down the increasing number of handguns sold in this country. The second problem is to get them all registered, and the final problem is to make the possession of handguns and all handgun ammunition, except for the military, policemen, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal. That's the end goal. This is not something new. When this, you know, when Al Gore invented the internet, thank you, Al Gore, this new dissemination of information started. Now there's people that actually pay attention to what goes on in the background. We know what is going on in the background. We know when Bloomberg gets out there and says, you know, I respect the Second Amendment. He's lying. He's lying through his teeth. Shannon Watts, lying. The Bradys, lying. The Josh brothers, lying. We know that. We know that. Their first target was the Saturday Night Special, the inexpensive small revolvers, alleged to be the criminal's preferred gun. That approach gained a little traction, so Shields shifted to a larger target, claiming that criminals were now using expensive but small guns, so all small pistols had to be banned. If it's concealable, they can be used in a crime. It's interesting, back in the 70s, concealed carry was considered criminal, and now it's the rule of thumb. Now, as years passed, it became apparent that that was going to go nowhere. A different first slice would have to be found. So in 1990, the Violence Policy Center announced that they had found it. The debate must be switched from small handguns to the larger assault weapons. And they explained. Handguns had become a media and political non-issue, while calls to outlaw assault rifles would benefit from mistaken impressions, like those that Don Lemon has, for example. He said the public's confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun. That rifles of all types were involved in about 300 homicides a year was beside the point. They were looking for a target of opportunity. They're not looking for a solution to crime. Because we've seen the solution to crime, haven't we? Law-abiding people carrying guns. We know the solution to crime. The major gun control organizations bought the idea. Pete Shields Group, Handgun Control Incorporated, became the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. The National Coalition to Ban Handguns became the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. We know exactly what they're doing. We know exactly what they're doing. Why do you think there's no mayors against illegal guns now? Well, even though there is, I think, to a certain degree. Because certain mayors joined it thinking, well, this is a crime group. They're anti-crime. Then they found out they're after all the guns in the hands of the law-abiding, too. That change, when we saw this, it underscored a lesson that we had already learned. That our ideological opponents would go for any target of opportunity. If handgun restrictions didn't fly, try to restrict rifles. Use that as a foundation to take more in the future. Because here's what would happen. I'll tell you what would happen when we get back. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. KD level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy. so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
To a rant when it's break time on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. But that's okay, because I haven't taken any blood control medication yet. I'm still pumped. We were talking about why we resist even supposedly modest gun control reforms. That's because, let's say we had an assault weapons ban. Now, crime was already going down when we had the assault weapons ban. But that sunset, that was a 10-year shelf life. There was no noticeable, drastic drop in crime when we had the assault weapon ban. And in fact, to a certain degree, it endangered our national security because development for the platform stopped. See, the military is a big customer, but when they buy M16s and M4s, those things are going to last for years. In the 1980s, I trained with guns that were probably, you know, early on issued in Vietnam. Right up to 1985, I think, that was where we got issued the A2, which was a modification of the platform. And I'm almost certain they just took older M16s and modified them with the selector switch, changed out the sear. But the development on the platform stopped. It just stopped. 2004, the assault weapon ban is about to be lifted. Everybody says, it's going to be blood in the streets. Of course, that never materialized because rifles of any kind are barely used at all in crimes. Criminals like handguns. It's hard to conceal an M16, M4, AR-15, AK-47, AR-180, FN-FAL, even the IWI Tavor, which is a very short rifle, is hard to conceal. Handgun, on the other hand, not so hard. So, they didn't do it then. But if we were to have an assault, and I don't understand why they didn't do it, to be honest with you. I think they thought they had plenty of time. And time ran out. And plus, Clinton, you know, he woke up and had a whole new congressional landscape. That probably had a lot to do with it. And a lot of that had to do with the omnibus crime bill, the assault weapons ban, the Brady law. A lot of that had all that to do with it. But, had everything remained in place, okay, what would have happened? What would happen today? Let's say we have the assault weapons ban to stop crime for the children, right? All that stuff. Well, there's not going to be any noticeable change. So they're going to say, well, apparently we didn't ban enough. So we need to ban semi-automatic pistols that fire more than 10 rounds. Or maybe magazines that fire more than 10 rounds. And we had that too. We've been down that path as well with the assault weapon ban. Still enjoy that today. Elliot Rogers didn't stop him, not a lick. But in some states, they still enjoy it today. No decrease. No decrease at all. So then that wouldn't work. Because here's the problem. All of these bans only affect the law-abiding. They only affect the law-abiding. And the genie's out of the bottle. There's 400 million guns in the United States today. I know they keep saying that with nearly 300 million. Obama has had over 100 million. I'm sure he's had over 100 million background checks occur on his watch since he's been president. So I'm sure we're closer to 400 million than we are to 300 million. So there's 400 million guns out in the wild today. How is that going to stop anything? It's not going to stop anything. It's not going to stop nothing. Now let's look at California. California, one of my favorite states that I'm never going to visit. They had 1920s legislation that required a permit for concealed carry of a firearm, required dealers to report handgun sales, and imposed a one-day waiting period for handgun sales. That one-day wait was meant to impede crimes of passion. 1955... Apparently, it didn't impede it enough, so that was increased to 3 days. 1965 to 5 days, and 1975 to 10 days. I would submit to you that a crime of passion is, you know, that happens instantly. You don't sit back, and you know, if it happens outside of 30 seconds after you become aware of something, I think you're starting to get premeditated. Definitely not a day. Now it's 10 days. A lot of bad things can happen in 10 days. Let's say, well, did anybody read the story about the porn model who broke up with the MMA fighter who came in and found the porn model in her house doing nothing with a male friend? The MMA fighter beat the tar out of the friend. Then he took the porn star and beat the tar out of her. Now, if she were somebody that was keen on her own self-defense, and she was in California, and she wanted to go buy a gun in order to protect herself from her MMA crazy boyfriend, she would have had to have waited 10 days. So if she buys the gun on day one and he visits her on day four, what happens then? She gets beat the tar out of it anyway. She's a would-be gun owner that got the tar beat out of her. In California, open carry of a firearm was initially allowed. 1967, that was done away with. In recent years, open carrying even of unloaded guns was forbidden in incorporated areas. The mere sight of an unloaded gun was apparently too much for the California legislature to tolerate. In 2001, handguns had to be approved by the Department of Justice. If it wasn't approved, you couldn't sell it. They had to go through rigorous laboratory testing funded by the manufacturer. Every slight variation, even if they changed the color of the finish, required a new certification. Tests had nothing to do with reliability or safety because law enforcement was exempt from owning them. So it had nothing to do with safety. If a cop's going to carry it, well, he's going to, you know, it's been deemed safe by somebody. They banned magazines holding more than 10 rounds. And they banned private gun sales that didn't go through dealers. In 1999, one gun a month was enacted for no discernible reason. I say no discernible reason because why would a gun runner pick the most highly regulated state in the West as his source of firearms? Today, in the California Penal Code, the weapons regulation portion of it spans 1,050 pages. Yet at last count, there's 68 more gun control measures that are pending in the California state legislature. No matter how much the advocates of gun control get, it's never going to be enough. New Jersey requires a license to own guns, plus a separate permit for each handgun. Carrying open or concealed is in practice forbidden. You have to prove urgent necessity. Carrying of hollow point bullets is subject to complex rules, and magazines are limited to 15 rounds. But that's not enough in New Jersey. They've got bills on the boards to cut that capacity down to 5. They want to require psychiatric evaluations and home inspections before issuance of the firearms ownership license. Recently, there were 3 legislators there that had a little embarrassing hot mic moment because they said, we needed a bill that is going to confiscate. Or New York. For a long time, they were considered to have the strictest gun laws in the country. Then came the new town slayings, and the legislators decided it had to do something more. They rushed through the SAFE Act, required background checks to buy ammo, and greatly broadened its assault rifle ban. And the New York Attorney General described this as a modest first step. We resist gun control not because of how seemingly innocuous it might be. We oppose gun control because we know where they want to take it. And we're not going to have it. Thank you. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest Success banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Last time in the lane today. On a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9... No, there you go again. 1-877-317-6432. I'll get it right sooner or later. I'm going to leave you with this. I made reference to this, but I mean, this is verbatim. This is a very strong, strong statement. And the only thing I will say about it is I wish I had written it. There's a Marine Corps veteran named Nick Powers. And he posted something on the warfighterfoundation.wordpress.com website that has gone viral. And he's talking about you and what you would mean to an attack by ISIS. So verbatim, let me give this to you, if I may. As I sit here constantly hearing and watching you execute innocent men, women, and children in the Middle East, I chuckle. Why do I chuckle, you may ask? Well, let me explain something to you cowardly fools who think you are so tough behind all of your propaganda videos. You are scaring a population that doesn't know how to fight. You're bullying the weak. You say Islam is the religion of peace, but since when does terrorizing the innocent and beheading men, women, and children constitute peace? But keep in mind, what did Saddam's troops do when we came rolling into town? They surrendered twice. So all of your empty threats of coming to America and raising your flag over the White House amuse me more than any of that you sick, sadistic people could ever imagine or comprehend. In 2012, there was about 21.2 million veterans in the United States. Do you understand what that means? Let me break it down for you. That means that there are literally millions of disgruntled, dysfunctional, pissed-off veterans who have been dealing with years of abuse from their governments, stabbing them in the backs, and having to watch their friends die because you Islamic extremist idiots can't seem to act like normal human beings and stop terrorism and the violence. It's one thing to take over an Islamic State, but if my memory serves me correctly, I'm pretty sure we plowed through Fallujah in 4 days. Better yet, it took us about a month to control your entire country.
At this point, with 13 plus years of war under our belts, how long do you think it would take us to do it all over again? I'll let you draw your own conclusions on that one. Do you really think you stand a chance on U.S. soil? Do you really think it would be smart to poke that bear? Remember, never bite the hand that feeds you. Remember, we are armed to the teeth in the U.S., and I can promise you this. The Geneva Conventions will not apply to you. You attack us, and there will be no mercy. We will bring the righteous hand of God down upon you and crush you. The ball is in your court now, ISIS. We are more than ready to arrange your so-called meeting with your 72 virgins and send you to your prophet, Muhammad. I just like that. To go along with that, let me point this out to you. The number of you out there that own guns, if you were to fully engage civically, the country would be saved. If you were to fully engage civically, the country would be saved. Because you walk around with an unspoken power. You walk around the way the founders intended you to be. But you don't engage civically. Some of you do, to be sure. Some of you are quite active. Some of us aren't. Some of us can't be bothered. Now, the ones that can't be bothered, for some reason, they like to complain about things, but they can't be bothered. But if all of us were to coalesce, we could do something truly special in the country. And I'll give you an example. Colorado. Colorado, the grassroots organization in Colorado was started by about a dozen people. A dozen people. And those dozen people changed the whole outlook within the state. Hickenlooper was thought to be untouchable. He's being touched. Colorado, those recall elections were spurred in the beginning by 12 people. And they deposed, unelected two sitting senators, one of them the sitting Senate president, and facilitated the resignation of another. These were not isolated victories for those dozen people that energized the grassroots. Now, in their and here's how part of this happened. Those dozen people noticed some other things that happened in their run-up with this. Not only were they trying to dismantle the Second Amendment, but they also stifled the First. They limited the time for public testimony. They kept some citizens from testifying altogether, including sheriffs, and all but locked citizens out of the state capitol during late-night sessions. Those antics did not extinguish the flames of liberty in Colorado. Oh, no. Social media came lit up. Women got involved. There was even chat rooms about Second Amendment issues. The proponents of the recalls had zero experience running political campaigns. They had regular jobs. They were in IT or they were plumbers or carpenters or moms and wives. Only two had ever even called their representatives, and the inexperience didn't matter. That group was determined. So over the next 10 months, the recall campaign unfolded like a how-to textbook on civic duty. They taught themselves how to gather signatures for a ballot measure. They built small armies of volunteers, and they went door to door. And over time, they talked to tens of thousands of voters. days ahead of schedule. They had a deadline they had to meet. They surprised the political observers when they turned in signatures to qualify for the ballot with a stunning 97% accuracy rate. That's achieved by being honest. They fought off an expensive legal attempt by Democrats to delay the election. That battle nearly went to the Colorado Supreme Court, and they did so without support from their own state Republican Party, whose officials said then they couldn't win, that they had no chance of pulling this off. Then, on September 10th, those at 10:35 p.m., those targeted Democrats conceded, and they became the only officials to be recalled in 140 years of state history. They were outspent by Michael Bloomberg, the Democratic National Committee, and other special interests, all total 11-1. And two Republicans took those seats who pledged to uphold and defend the Constitution. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the vacuous DNC chairwoman, she admitted that this is going to set the gun control movement back 10 years and hinted at an outrageous notion of voter suppression. The mayors against illegal guns, Mark Glaze, resigned as the head of mayors against illegal guns because they were so badly embarrassed. And they continue on. And they're fighting back. You can do that too. The country can do that too. We will be back in about 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.